From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. military officials have acknowledged the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that witnesses say killed more than 100 people during the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. Lisa Grand is the UN humanitarian representative in Iraq.
Both the Iraqi military forces and the U.S.-led coalition have acknowledged that there was an airstrike and that there are possibly hundreds of casualties.
What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul's al-Jadida district is still not clear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Local rescue coordinators report more than 240 people have been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 prisoners and staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded in the town of Hamouria. This is VOA News. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi Saturday, Somali's president, commonly known as Farmajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict, which is now in its 26th year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more funding is needed from the international community to help fight famine in Somalia. Stephen Lavadier is a UNICEF representative.
I think it is very important if we want to prevent that cholera goes out of control, but also we want to prevent the famine, that we have to get the funding now.
A drought in the war-torn country is threatening nearly 3 million lives. European Union leaders marked the 60th anniversary of the bloc's founding treaty on Saturday, despite knowing that Britain plans to officially trigger exit proceedings next week. In a solemn declaration ending the summit, the leaders of the remaining 27 member states sought to end paralysis that has gripped the bloc on several issues. EU Council President Donald Tusk called on member states to renew their commitment to European unity. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. Army Chief General Qamar Javed Bajwa revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts, that is, including Mohmand near the Afghan border, where assaulted terrorists, came across from the other side and killed 5 Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a border of nearly 2,600 kilometers. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of his effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode, and tried to reassure the country, saying, "We will all get together and piece together a great health care plan." Vice President Mike Pence echoed the president's message in West Virginia.
"And when Republicans and Democrats finally decide to come together and repeal and replace, Obamacare will be ready to get the job done."
On Friday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said during an interview that he has been overseeing the administration's tax reform bill for the past 2 months. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.